So let's begin. So the question is, what is love when it comes to God? In the Shema, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, Yisrael, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you should love God, v'chol levav, v'chol nafsh, v'chol me'odecha, with all your heart, your soul, and your money. V'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ela, asher anochi mitzvachayim alavecha. And these things that I command you today should be on your heart. So I should make a couple of initial questions. Number one, what's the mitzvah of loving Hashem? Can Hashem command an action? Or sorry, an emotion? Can Hashem command an emotion? It's like, you know, it's a general question. Can God command us to have faith? Can God, that's a separate question, but or can God command us to have an emotion, to feel a certain way, not to feel a certain way? Second is, to what extent does the mitzvah of loving God relate to the belief in the unity of Hashem? In other words, is Pasuk Hey in isolation, or is it connected to the previous Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad? Is that related to loving God? Number three, what's the connection, or is there a connection between loving God and, because it says, B'chol Levavcha, you know, the notion of love is in your heart, and then is it connected to Pasuk Vav? If you notice, Pasuk Hey is, you should love God with all your heart, and then you should place these things on your heart. Okay, it's not al, not b'chol, but they got two heart ideas and two psukim in a row. And, you know, is it similar to loving another person? Is it, is idea of we're loving Hashem just like we love a person, or is the type of love for God, is it different than loving people? So those are the questions I want to tackle. We're going to show four different approaches. There are probably more than this, than four approaches, but we're going to discuss four different approaches. What does it mean to love Hashem? So the first is, I call it love achieved through the intellect. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hakel hanichbad vanora hazeh mitzvah lahava uliyira. Also, there's a mitzvah to love Hashem and to fear Him. Shenema v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, says you should love Hashem. V'nema es Hashem Elokecha tivra. So he talks about the mitzvah to love and to fear God. So how do you achieve love and fear? Again, I'm only focusing on love, but the Rambam says, how do you achieve love and fear, reverence? When a person examines God's great deeds and His creations, His wondrous creations, and he sees the wisdom, that there's no end to the wisdom. That moment he loves and he praises, he glorifies, he desires, a great desire to know the great name. So this idea of loving Hashem, that you have this desire to love Hashem through understanding His deeds, His actions. So is there a mitzvah? So what's really the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to love Hashem, or how would you more precisely define the mitzvah according to the Rambam?
Just to understand Him. You know,
right, or if you understand, that's the path to love Him. In other words, the Rambam seems to be bothered by the question of how can you command someone to love God directly, so I'm giving you the path to do that. So here's the path to achieve love.
But it doesn't say what it is.
Well, he said, number one is, it's really studying the world, in halacha base, it's to understand God's deeds, His creations, and to see the wisdom. It's through understanding Hashem's world. In the Sefer Mitzvot, he gives another path. Mitzvah shlish is he, shetzivan la'avo yisaleh, the mitzvah to love God, v'zeh shenizbonen, v'naskil mitzvot sav ufula sav, ad So he says that we should try to understand God's mitzvos and deeds and creations so that we can enjoy the purpose of this enjoyment. And this is the love which is commanded in the Lashon of Sifrei. Right? You should love Hashem your God. How are you supposed to love God? Tamalomar. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela sharnochi mitzavcha hayom alavecha. And these things that I'm commanding to you today should be on your heart. So according to this, according to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, how do you love God? How do you love God?
Through the mitzvahs.
Through what?
The mitzvot.
Right. Through contemplating the mitzvot.
Learning
and doing the mitzvot.
How to know him. To learn how to know Hashem.
Well, again, there are two different aspects the Rambam writes. That is through the intellect, number one, God's creation, the world, and also through observance of the mitzvos or understanding the mitzvos. So you see how the Rambam reads this very beautifully. He says, that through these mitzvos, that's how you achieve avas Hashem, loving Hashem. That's why it's al vavecha b'chol levavcha, right? That's the Rambam connects pasuk hey to pasuk vav, at least that when you love Hashem through understanding and believing in His mitzvahs. By the way, if you think about it, the first two parshios of Kriyat Shema, the bracha of Yotzeror, it's all about loving Hashem. Shema, it's all about loving Hashem. So how do you love Hashem? The first bracha of Kriyat Shema is what? That Hashem created the world. The second bracha of Kriyat Shema is what? Ava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Akedi. What's the love? That He gave us Torah and mitzvos. So these are the two ways, according to the Rambam, to achieve the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So when the rabbis composed two brachos before Kriyat Shema, these are the two brachos to help us get in the mood, get in the swing of preparing ourselves to love Hashem that we're going to express in the Shema. The Rambam, again, a little more, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, he says...
The only thing is that I think that if you give a list out and say, hey, write 10 things that you love, I don't think Hashem would be on there.
Okay, could be. But
you say, because, you know, we love our grandkids, let's say. But
I understand.
It's difficult to love someone you've never seen.
Correct. So, and you can't command it. So the Rambam is telling you the way to do it. Right.
It's not easy.
I understand. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just we learn ideals and we strive to try to achieve them. There could be moments in our life that sometimes sometimes certain events happen to us. We have these religious experience where we feel so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I don't know that it's that difficult to love someone who's done so much for you. I mean, who's given you life. I mean, the fact that you're breathing every day. Right. I mean, I don't know that it's that difficult to love somebody like that.
Right. So again, it's easy for, listen, it's easy for some, it's difficult for others. Some people naturally, I think, feel connected to God. And some people, it's harder when something is not tangible, not when they can't sense it with their five senses. So I think for some people it's easy, and some people it's more challenging. That's just the reality. Like I think that you'll speak to different people, and they'll give you. You'll speak to I'm talking about Orthodox Jews, people who follow Torah mitzvos, and some people do it because they are commanded, and some people naturally feel connected. Just like some people, davening is very meaningful to them. And for some people, davening is very challenging for them. I think it's very connected to this idea.
Rabbi, also the word me'udecha, it's like also everything, whatever Hashem really gave you, or your mind, everything that Hashem gave you, so you have to love Hashem for that too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But the Rambam's point is, it's through the intellect, through understanding the world and Torah and mitzvos. And if you look here, look in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Ha'ovei Me'ava, if you serve Hashem based on love, Osik B'Torah V'Mitzvos, Aholech, B'Nesivos Chachma, and you fall on the path of wisdom, Lo B'Nei Dabar Ba'olam, V'Lo B'Nei Yiras Harah, not because you're afraid of anything, V'Lo K'dei Lirash Atov, not to get the good, not to inherit goodness, Ela Osa Emes, B'Nei Shu Emes, because you do the truth because it's the truth. And this is a malazu, mala gedola. This is a high level. Vein kol chacham zacholo, and not everyone reaches this. Few malas Avram Avinu, that Hashem called him ohavo. Hashem called Avram his beloved. Shelo that he loved him. Shelo avad el miyal. He only served Hashem out of a sense of ava. V'hi amalish tivan kodesh baruch hu. V'hafta Hashem elokecha. because you should love Hashem your God. Vizman sheyev adam es Hashem avaruya miyad yasa kol mitzvos baba. So the Rambam makes another point here, and he says that if you achieve that love, then that impacts, and then that impacts how you observe mitzvos. Right? Now, the Rambam is basically saying, step one, you contemplate his deeds, you examine the mitzvos, and then when you develop that emotion, then you observe mitzvos on a higher level. And then the halacha gimel, the Rambam says, ketzad yahava haruya, what's the fitting love? Sheyav as Hashem ava gadol yaseira aza ma'od. You love Hashem so much, so strong, that your soul's bound with the love of Hashem. And even says, Shogu Batami, he's thinking about God constantly. Ki'ila, ki'ilu, chola, choli, ha'ava, that you have the love sick. Shein datu, pnuya, me'avas, osa, isha. It's like, for example, so the Rambam's comparing it to loving another woman. A man loves a woman. That he's not thinking about, he's not, his mind is, he's thinking about the woman that he loves. Vushogu Batami. It's whether he is sitting or standing or eating or drinking. Yes or mizem. More than this, more than this, the person is going to love, you know, Hashem constantly. And that's Shlomo Amar Deach Masha Ki Cholas Avani. So Shlomo said, "I am lovesick." And he says, "Kol Shir Shirim is Masha Lianze." It's interesting. People like to quote the Rambam as being such an intellect. You're a cold, rational intellect. And what he's saying is, you know, again, through the intellect, though, through the intellect, you have to be passionately in love with God. Passionately feel connected with God. Okay? So, Davar Yadua, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perkei Dolchavav, Davar Yadua Barur, She'en Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikshares Gliyo Shel Adam Ad Sheyishkabel Tamid Karoy. V'yazav Kol Ma Shebalim Chutz Mimenu. It's known that the love of God is tied in the hearts of man. And, you know, to the point where he's constantly thinking about it and he's not focusing on anything else. So the Rambam is telling you, what's b'chol levavcha? So that's the parameters of loving God. So the Rambam very clearly says, based on your understanding, that's the love. So the more you understand God, it's through the intellect, the more you love God. And therefore, he says, So as much as you understand, based on your intellect, you know, you can be more in love with someone, with God, if you understand more. But then the Rambam says that impacts your mitzvah observance. Again, one way of avas Hashem, the Rambam is telling us that if you learn about God, then you will love Him. That you can't, God can't command you to just love Hashem. It doesn't work. He can tell you the way you achieve that, the path is through understanding. Second, and the Rambam sort of touched on this, but Rashi says explicitly. The Rashi says, "Va'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, asei devarav me'ava." Again, you see, he's shying away. Rashi's shying away from telling you the Torah is commanding you in an emotion. Very hard for the Torah to tell you love God. How do you love God? So he can't command you. Maybe some people, but he can't command you. You know what he can say? Do things out of love. You can't compare doing something out of love to doing something out of fear. I think here he's talking about like yira, fear of punishment. If you do something by your master out of fear, so when it's too difficult, you're not going to do it anymore. So ava, you want to do it. So at least one explanation. The first explanation is Bishnei Yitzarecha. That's just saying with your Yitzhar Tov and Yitzhar Hara. Again, Rashi is saying that you should observe the mitzvot with all your heart. Again, B'chol Levavcha is the parameters with your whole heart. Okay, B'chol Nashcha, even if he takes your life. And then what's the connection?
It's not clear how you do it with your Yitzhar
Hara. What?
It's not clear how you do it with your Yitzhar
Hara. I think what he's saying is, right, you should transform your negative passions, your desire for physicality, try to transform that into loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. You know, take, you know, if you're, you know, I think what he's saying is like, you know, steal money, but if you love money, so be an accountant for the Beis HaMikdash or something. Okay? So the, yeah?
Yeah, sorry.
I know, I'm going to be that. I'll be that when I have to. Okay, so the then, V'hayu advarim ha'ela. So Rashi connects it to the next pasuk, V'hayu advarim ha'ela. Ma'u ha'ava. So what's the love? V'hayu advarim ha'ela. Shemitoch kach, atam makir b'kadosh baruch hu medabek bidrachav. So what is Rashi saying? That observe mitzvahs, which are the dvarim ha'ela. V'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ela, right? That the ava, how do you do v'hafta shem lokecha? That through these dvarim ha'ela, these mitzvahs that I'm commanding you, that should be alavavcha. It's these mitzvahs. You should love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? Pasuk vav v'hayu dvarim ha'ela shenach mizavcha yom alavavcha. That the love will be through these mitzvos. Okay? So that is, that's through these mitzvos, and through that you cling to Hashem, you cling to His ways. So the Rabbam simply says there's a mitzvah of loving Hashem, being lovesick for Hashem. The way you achieve that is through the intellect, through understanding the world, the beautiful world Hashem created, and you're just full of emotion with that. And also through understanding the intricacies of how beautiful his mitzvahs are, they lead to such a meaningful life, and through that leads to love of Hashem. Rashi is saying, you know what it means, love Hashem? That should be your attitude when you observe mitzvahs. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela, through these mitzvahs. Through these mitzvahs, they should be done with love. That's approach number two. Ramban has approach number three. He says the following. In Parshas Yisro, where it says in the Aseret HaDibros, Vosa Chesed La'alafim, that Hashem will do kindness for thousands, Lo'avai u'l'shomer mitzvosai, to those who love me, those who observe my mitzvos. So what does that mean? Says the Ramban, Hanir mimashmos ha'kasuf. It seems from the explanation of this pasuk, Shezo avtacha be'inyan ha'mitzvos. This is a promise when it comes to mitzvos ha'elu, asher hiskir. Yomar, this is the promise with the mitzvahs. Yomar, kihu ose bohen chesed lofim lo'avav. Hashem does kindness for thousands of generations to those who love him. Lo havai. Hashem does kindness for those who love him. Who are those who love him? Heim hamosrim nafsham alav. They are moser nefesh. They give their lives for God. Ki amodim b'shem hanechbad uvelo huso levado. Because those who admit, confess to, with the God and in His divinity, only His. V'yechapru b'chol Elohei nechar, and they reject all foreign gods. V'lo yavdu osam im sakanas nafsham, and will not serve them even if it costs them their life. Yiku avam, they're called the lovers of God. See what the Ramban's doing? He's connecting him to, or you see, he connects to the pasuk. Let's see. This is the love that we're commanded. But you see how beautiful the Ramban ties it. What's the pasuk before that? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Believe in one God. Don't believe in multiple gods. Don't believe in polytheism. And you should love, you should believe in that so much, believe in the unity of God so much, that you're even shetim sar nashchev chayecha b'avaso. You're willing to give your life for that value, for the value of Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad. Shlo tachfer me'el acher, don't exchange him for another God. V'lo tishateif imol el nechar, don't believe in shituf. They joined with other, there could be multi-god partners with any other power. V'lo kach nemar b'avram zera avram ohavai. Or Ohavi. Why is Avram referred to as the one who loves God? Because what did he do? Shenasa nafshel shelo yavod avodah zarah b'or kasim. Very beautifully. Avram Avinu, what did he do? He was willing to give up his life, right, in the name of monotheism at or kasim. Fits in very beautifully according to Ramban. Ushara tzadikim yiku shomim mitzvosav. And other tzadikim are called those who observe God's mitzvos. And he says, Rabin Pershu, ki avav ha'ovdi me'ava shlo menas l'kabel pras. So others say it's serving God not to receive reward. That's like Rashi, what Rashi is saying. The attitude when you do mitzvos. And then the Ramban in this week's parasha says, b'chol levavcha, aladas ha'midrash, ha'lev ha'diskar kan, Huakoch Hamitaveh, the desirous, the power, the koach, the power who is desirous for God, right? So, and that's what it means, Alevavcha. In other words, and that fits it very well. I'm sorry. He connects it to you should love Hashem so much so, with all your heart, with all your soul, you're even willing to give up your life. Fits in very well. Why it says, and so the Ramban understands that love is meaning that you're willing to sacrifice your life for God. So we have three explanations so far. Rambam says, love means love. Love sick for God. But you achieve that through the intellect. Rashi says, your attitude when you do mitzvah should be out of love. And Ramban says, you should be willing to sacrifice for Hashem, even give up your life, if need be, for God, for the values of God. And then we have a Mishnah. We'll finish off with the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah A says, Chayav Adam Levarach Ala Rak Shim Shavarach Ala Tova. You're supposed to bless on the evil, on the, just like you bless on the good. Shinar V'Av Deshem Elkecha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafsha, B'chol Melodecha. Right? So what does it mean? B'chol Levavcha, B'shtei Yitzarecha, B'yitzatov, B'yitzahara. You should serve God with your, you know, good inclination, even with your inclination to do maybe physical things, not such great things. Still, you use that to focus to serve God. Even if it takes your life. With all your money, but this is the next explanation, is what we're focusing on here. With everything that God gives you, you should thank Him. Whatever God gives you, you should be grateful to Him. You should be molded to Him. In other words, what is love? Love essentially is an expression of gratitude. You should thank Hashem for everything He gives you in the good times, and maybe, you know, no matter what, you should appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. And you know, stop, full stop. So we have these four, there are others, but these are four basic explanations of what does it mean to love God, right? One is through the intellect. Number two is the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number three, sacrifice. And number four, gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I find that very often, sometimes the way we engage in human relationships can help us in our relationship with God. Like the Rambam, for example, says that we should, you know, what does it mean to love Hashem? What does it mean to be lovesick to Hashem? Know what it means. You know, God's beyond time, beyond space. What does it mean to love? So do the best we can. Think about a woman that you, a man should think about a woman that he can't get off his mind. And that's what you said. That's God. Sometimes you learn from human relationships and apply them to relationships with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I think the reverse is true also. And sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us about that by the relationship we're supposed to have with Him, how we're supposed to have relationships, you know, with each other, or perhaps, you know, a relationship with a spouse or someone who you're very close to. When you think about it, that these are key ingredients in a successful relationship. So the first is, you know, the Rambam's is, what's the Rambam telling you? You have to work hard for love. Love doesn't come automatically. You have to work hard to achieve that. Sometimes, you know, I don't feel I'm in love with the person. I don't feel so connected. You got to work hard. Like for the Rambam, it's intellect. The more the de'ah, that's al pi de'ah, that's the ava. In other words, you got to work hard. Somebody look at the movies, that love is romantic, you fall in love, it's easy. Some people might be easier, but for some people it's not so easy. And even in human relationships, sometimes you get frustrated. You put work in, and the love will be there. That's number one. Secondly, we say what? That what you're doing for the other person, do it lovingly. Whatever you do, it's the attitude that's so important in relationships that we know. Right, that's the Rashi. It's the attitude that's important in relationships, not just what you're doing, but how you do it. And number three, the idea of sacrifice, that relationships are not only about 50-50. Well, she did this for me, I'll do this for her. He did this for me, I'll do this for him. You know, he didn't do this for me, I won't do this for him. Like a quid pro quo. No. A strong relationship involves what? Involves, I mean, it doesn't mean giving up your life necessarily, but it means the idea of a strong relationship requires the idea of sacrifice, not only to measure everything like a business partnership, 50-50 partnership. It requires sacrifice. And of course, a key to good relationship is appreciating the other person, what the other person brings to the table, and how you're just so full of gratitude for whatever, even if something is unexpected, even if it's not what you thought, but if you love the person and you know the person means, you know, the best for you, even if you don't understand it, to always have gratitude. Just like sometimes, you know, things don't go our way, and we think, Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this to me? But we know Hashem loves us, so He's doing it for the best. So same thing for our relationships. You have someone who you're committed to, so you express gratitude, even if you don't fully understand it, because they tried their best. So I think that how we love a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us, assist us also in teaching us what true relationships can be.
Okay. Thank you.